Boy, I tell you what, check it out. That I was as soon as you turned around, they had the template, the guy that hit the wrong button, sending up the false alarm in Hawaii that an incoming missile attack was underway. And again, you know, if you look at the people again as they're running hither and yon, how many of them really had a destination in mind? And since we have now been dealing with a clearly nuclear North Korea, there's no doubt they have weapons. They have thermonuclear weapons. They have weapons that were far more powerful than what we used on Hiroshima. Can they deliver them accurately to the island of Hawaii, to the mainland? Don't know, but they, you know, we've talked about the fact that they've set up this system, and already we've had a false alarm. Have they actually? I know they trained once. They had one day of emergency preparedness, but did people actually leave their desks, their places of work, and go to where they were supposed to go?
I don't know if Hawaii had that or not. I know, you know, they did in Japan. I don't know about Hawaii.
Yeah.
But you can criticize them for overreacting because, oh, North Korea doesn't have a delivery system. But when you got two world leaders with nuclear weapons arguing over who has the bigger button.
Yeah.
And then 10 days later or whatever it is that you get the alarm that says, this is not a drill, incoming ballistic missile. Yeah, you're going to start saying your goodbyes. I mean, there were people who were texting furiously saying, hey, I love you. Sorry about that $500 I never got back to you. You know, whatever. and they were making calls as quick as they could. They were trying to get to some family members because you had them in different places, you know, for Saturday morning soccer games and whatnot like that. And it was a scary time on the island.
This is the way it read was exactly this. This is what people saw on their phones and on the interstate signs. Emergency alert, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Threat, you know, inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill.
Exactly.
That's the part that gets you right there.
Exactly, yes, it does.
And they said, now, the guy that did it has been disciplined, identified disciplined, but not fired. And they said that even though there was an immediate follow-up message.
Is he a civilian?
No. Informing recipients that the alert had been a false alarm. Then they said, no, it took 38
That's
minutes.
That's wrong. I've got the message on my phone.
Yes.
It was not immediate.
Yeah.
Because that first one came out at 8:07. We got it on our phones at 8:45.
No,
it was not immediate.
People scrambled for shelter believing they were about to die because somebody had pushed the wrong button. Here are your choices, the buttons you can push. Here's a monthly test. Here's a false alarm. Here's a drill. Here's the real thing. Here's the test message. That's the one that he hit.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, there's actually six different templates, and he just plain hit the wrong one.
And you could put all the blame on him if you want to, but that's not fair.
That's not a very good system.
There's a systemic problem,
yes.
Absolutely. And they say they've already made changes to it, which should have been made long ago. So you can't make something like, guy comes in, new on shift, sleepy, maybe didn't get a lot of sleep after a Friday night out, and accidentally hit the wrong button. If you could do it that easily, not a good system.